Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is February 14th, Valentine's Day, and we are here to share some love. We're here to talk about Trent piping down Mike Bennett on Valentine's Day, all that good stuff. AEW Dynamite post show. We've got Alex Pawlowski here. He does a little show called Sour Graps, not just on Tuesdays for NXT, but over on this service called FightfulSelect.com, 12,000 subscribers strong. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. Alex, how you doing?
Doing well. Had a nice Valentine's Day with my two Valentines, my wife and my daughter. Was a fantastic little fake AEW Valentine's like thread on Twitter. I don't know if you know you saw that, but Dax Hardwood is like, I already have a Valentine, my beautiful wife and daughter. And he's like, I'm like, that's me. That's me.
I love it. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. You can get your questions or statements in super chats here at youtube.com/Fightful. But if you're watching on any number of Twitter or X accounts that we stream this to, or twitch.tv/Fightful Gaming, or Facebook, or maybe you listen on any number of audio platforms, you can get Humper Chats in over at humperchats.com. That is our Streamlabs platform. It allows you to leave them ahead of time, days ahead, doesn't even matter. Also, as I've mentioned, if you leave us a nice review on iTunes, Apple, or really any audio platform, but Spotify as well, that gets you entered into all of our giveaways we do. We are constantly doing pay-per-view giveaways, video game giveaways, action figure giveaways, and gift card giveaways, anything like that. It really helps us on the audio end. But hey, youtube.com/Fightful. I'm going to do a quick run through of some of the things you might have missed this week. Over the past 2 weeks alone, we have had interviews with Rhea Ripley, Julius Creed, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, Veda Scott, Mike Bailey, Natalya, Ivy Nile, Nick Nemeth, Nia Jax, Sam Adonis, Brutus Creed, and Jordan Grace. We've got Bianca Belair and Montez coming up soon. Akira Tozawa coming up soon. I had off-air footage from WWE Raw. We have a ton of shorts as well. We are on all kinds of platforms, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff too. Wherever you go, we have Fightful content. Excited for you guys to check out some of this new stuff. Today, for example, for FightfulSelect.com subscribers, I posted the early audio of a new series I'm working on called Crime in Combat, which covered the guy from Austin Powers who threw a shoe, Alex. Are you familiar with him?
The actor? Yes.
Opposed to the actor, I would call him the non-winning UFC fighter who wrestled Hashimoto in a thong, participated in a gang rape, and murdered a guy. Yeah, that's how I would refer to him.
No, I was not aware of his proclivities outside of World War II and a couple other movies. So,
well, yeah. You can go over to Fightful Select now. We've got the audio up for that, and the video will be on YouTube.com/Fightful in the coming weeks. But we've got some people sending in super chats, sending in Humper Chats. Our great moderator Luis, who is very confused by this story, says, "Any news on Miro? Not seen since a win over Andrade at World's End." I don't know if CJ being out of action has affected that, but I mean, CJ, quite frankly, was fighting for her hand at some point. I can find that out. I can absolutely find that out. Thank you to Ryan Dubs for becoming a YouTube member. But Maddie Nice says, random, but I have to ask, if the Jags win the Super Bowl, does WWE offer them a belt? If so, do they accept it? Does it end up in the trash Wednesday? Thanks for the Nord. No commercials. Rock watching AEW. That's right. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'll tell you about that later. Allows you to watch without commercials. I don't think the Jags would get a commemorative championship belt. I think that they would make it abundantly clear ahead of time that they would do an AEW championship belt. And why wouldn't they, Alex?
They would make their own one. Yeah, I would think so too. Yeah.
Also, in relation to the Super Bowl, I want to send our love to all those affected in Kansas City. That is a horrible tragedy.
Horrible situation.
Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Ahead of this show, Alex, FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. Please. Mm-hmm. We also have a free tier where I broke news of a House of Glory match. Santana, who a lot of you are wondering where the hell he is, taking on Penta. But even before that, I reported that QT Marshall's headed back to the company, Alex. A non-wrestling role. He is going to be in a VP role, from what I am told. He can wrestle, just not in WWE. This is something that was important to him. But he wasn't clicking with the AEW audience at the level in which he should be. Now, that being said, I was at that Toronto show, and they relied on him to get heat on four people throughout those tapings. Right. He can get heat. It was just not connecting, Alex. However,
sure,
guy's gotten himself in unbelievable shape. Have you seen him lately?
Not recently, but he was even in, he was in better shape than he had been when he left.
Let me show you. Look at this guy.
That's crazy.
Unreal.
That is in no way the guy that we saw doing stuff with Cody Rhodes on top of a bus. That was that's in no way the same dude. I'm sorry. That's AI. Running, and you'll never be able to convince me otherwise. That is AI.
He's revived Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling, which was a Dusty Rhodes property, with Teal Rhodes, who was going to be an authority figure there. They brought Scotty Riggs out of retirement.
Wow.
Who also looked really good. He looked like the cool teacher from any sitcom. Let me show you Scotty Riggs, 56. I looked online, it said he was 52. No, he told me he's 56 years old.
Wow.
This guy. Glacier wrestled for him. So, you know what? As he was creative coordinator, VP of that. I don't know what his role will be now, but I think as of this moment, it works out. I think it's okay. And if something happens and this guy shows that he can get every bit as over as we have seen him be able to get on live reactions, and he forces their hand, then good for him. Because he's clearly valued behind the scenes. He's a great trainer. He understands the wrestling business. But he's got a love for wrestling, and I can't fault him for that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is that they put him with the wrong people. It never made sense to me to put him with Will Hobbs. If you give him a stable of the right people around him, I think that it can work. It never made sense from the very beginning. And I think a lot of people just said, nah, you know what? I'm done with QT after that, when it wasn't his fault. I mean, it just didn't work out putting him in the spots that he was in.
Kim Gray says, much love to you too. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you and the little one, Kim. Single Blue Note to Panda says, what's going on with Danhausen? I mean, it's very clear that he wants to be used more.
Or at all, I would guess.
Or at all.
I don't even know when the last time I saw him.
Yeah, and I've heard he's been vocal about it in the past, and he should be. Because, hey, you know, the more you're featured, the more merch you sell. The more merch you sell, the more money you make. The more merch you sell, the more popular you are, too. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a good answer to that, but I mean, when he came to AEW, he largely stopped working indies, and now all of a sudden he's like, for the love of God, I'm doing some indies. Like, right. I want to get out there and do some stuff. And I respect that as well, but as I haven't heard of anything creatively for him. We had John Moxley kick off this show, taking on Dax Harwood. Dax Harwood gave him a Valentine smooch during this match, and then
Mox smooched him first.
Okay.
And then Dax smooched back. There was some smooching.
This is the 2022 Men's Overall Performer of the Year for the Fightful Awards, John Moxley. He also won Best Physical Media for his book against the Best In-Ring Performer of 2022, Dax Harwood, who has also won quite literally every tag team award that we have ever had for the Fightful Awards. So I thought this was an excellent decision to kick this off. Dax had not wrestled on Dynamite in like 8 or 9 months. He is a collider, which that means less than ever in that sense of, of, you know, separation, because Edge also, or Adam Copeland, also very much a collider who is wrestling here. But as it turns out, these two go out there, they beat the living shit out of each other, and they have an incredible match, Alex. And this is exactly what I expected.
It was funny. I was watching this, and I was a lot of it reminded me of the first minutes of this. Reminded me of the first minutes of Danielson and Sabre Jr. In that neither guy could actually do what they wanted to the other guy, but instead of like rolling around on the ground trying to grab a knee bar, they were like, "I'm gonna headlock you," and then you pushed him away, and then they flip each other off. And they do it again. They're like, "Okay, I'm gonna grab you by the shoulder." No, but it was it's the same idea. I'm going to manhandle you, and you won't let me. So I get pissed off and I flip you the double bird. Also, I kiss you. And this was a lot of fun. Two brutal strikers, brawlers at heart. A really good match. And I honestly, I would like to finish a twist on the "I'm not giving up." Oh wait, yes I am. Like I thought they were going to have him pass out, but instead they were like, "No, I'm not passing out. I'm okay. Oh no, he squeezed me too hard. Okay. That's it. I'm done now."
And then what followed, I watch a lot of Investigation Discovery. This was bordering attempted murder territory.
Well,
so
the end of it was, I'm talking about just when up until the bell rang, I thought the whole thing was great. The post-match was excessive.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Listen, if you watch a movie and somebody chokes somebody out for like 10 seconds and then they're dead, that is unrealistic. That is unrealistic. That it's actually pretty common in MMA to have somebody hold onto a submission that long, and sometimes they go that way. You can't accidentally strangle somebody to death. There's no way. Unless you fall asleep with your grip tight.
Yeah.
While in it, and that ain't gonna happen ever in a world.
Yep.
John Moxley looked like he was trying to murder Dax Harwood.
Yeah.
There was an actual attempt there, Alex.
And then Cash Wheeler runs in and like, "Get off my boy, you're gonna kill him," and starts beating the hell out of him. And then Claudio comes in, hits the old neutralizer on him, and then Mox is like, "Well, now that you've gotten him taken care of, and I can now strangle this man to death unmolested," which was crazy. And I really love this, but they announced later in the show they're gonna do this match next week on Dynamite. This to me seemed like it was made for an undercard at Revolution, like a really great strong tag match, because they're doing a tornado tag for the main event with Sting. So this one seems like a really good straight up tag match between two great tag teams. Maybe they'll eventually get there, but it seemed odd to me to announce it for Revolution, especially since it's in the Carolinas and like FTR Carolina boys. Feels like they would do that there. Maybe they still will.
Yeah, I hope that they get some semblance, like some sort of match there that is befitting of them.
Right.
That is befitting of them. But I mean, if you're John Moxley, you're like, "Man, I watched AEW do nothing about a home invasion, so
yeah,
like try to kill a guy."
Yeah, maybe try to kill a guy. See what happens.
Wardlow defeated Barrett Brown. This was quick. This was, you know,
Barrett Brown had a nice little headband knitted for him by his grandma, and then he was murdered live on television.
Happy Valentine's Day, brother.
Poor guy.
Man. Jambeard says, "Sean, any news on Dexter Lumis? Feels like he's been gone over a year. Was he hurt or something?" When I checked months ago, he wasn't. Let me see how far back I reported on that, though. Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
As I look, December 18th, I reported that he was not on their internal injury report. I reported that on FightfulSelect.com. So that's been 2 months ago. He has not wrestled since May. He's not been on TV since like a big battle royal on Raw, I think, in May. Hasn't been regularly featured for quite a while. I'll ask. I'll see what I can find out there as well. Jambeard says, give me FTR versus BCC dog collar bull rope match. That sounds really goddamn awesome, to be honest with you.
They could easily go to like a non-finish next week and then say, okay, well, we're not having a non-finish at the Pape.
Yeah.
This is going to be a double dog collar match kind of a thing. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Listen, I've mentioned this about 400 times. Like, I'll probably slip into the presser if Sting's there. But I'm largely going to this show as a fan because Sting was the figure that made me watch wrestling. And shit just keeps getting added to the show where I'm like, my God, like, this is incredible. One of those things is one that they tried to make sense of, but doesn't really make any sense. Don Callis is like, you know what? Takeshita is going to face another member of the Don Callis family, Will Ospreay, who I feel like will show up and say, get fucked, bruv. Pardon the French, but that's probably what he's going to say. Right. Legitimately, while on cable television, he will probably say those words because he's Will Ospreay. Regardless, Don Callis says, well, no matter what, we win. And I get the feeling that ahead of that, Ospreay's going to be like, no, you don't. I used you to get here, et cetera, et cetera. Well, he's got to get Callis.
Yeah. It also feels like, well, we have Kyle Fletcher there, and he's still, even though he's the one wearing gold, he still feels like the whipping boy of the group. And I don't know how that's going to sit with Will Ospreay. Mark Davis apparently was wrestling on the Jericho cruise. So he's ready to come back. And then it becomes this. Like, if you do, like, okay, so now we got Aussie Open, we got Ospreay together. Then you still have Takeshita and Hobbs. They need a third guy. I don't know who that is, but that's very interesting to me. If you do a split of the Callis family and have United Empire doing stuff, that's really cool. But listen, I don't want it to get away from the idea that they're bringing in Ospreay. And his immediate first match is Takeshita. And just the idea of like, so there's zero story here. None. It's just two of the greatest workers in the world, hopefully beating on each other for 30 minutes. That's it. I don't need any more from this because I believe this is the beginning of a story. Certainly not the culmination of one. Either way. If you just take from bell to bell, this could be one of the best matches of the year, bar none.
I don't believe Mark Davis ended up wrestling on that cruise, by the way.
Oh,
it was looking like he was going to, and then he didn't.
Okay. It was advertised, is what I saw.
Yeah, there's a little, how do I phrase this? I'll have a story on Kyle Fletcher on Fightful Select probably this week. Okay. But I am so excited for Ospreay and Takeshita. Jambeard says, feel like this leads to a UE Callis family feud, or maybe Alex's darkest line of Ospreay teaming with Jericho versus Callis. I mean, listen, you know Jericho is going to attach himself to the hot new thing. Now, that being said,
That's inevitable. So we'll
Jericho
is on tour.
New
thing it is. So
yeah. Jericho is on tour the next few weeks at least.
Okay. Well, fine.
At least.
We'll see.
Zach says, SRS, hope to see you in Greensboro. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you that Takeshita versus Ospreay will put Blue Chew out of business? That match is gonna hub. Blue Chew sent me some legitimately awesome apparel this past
week. I saw a picture of you in it.
Listen, it was pretty funny. They sent it to me, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll take a picture. And then I opened it up, and I was like, damn, this shit's really good. It's really good. I was like, okay, well played, guys. Don says, can you clarify Megan Bain status or return date? So, I mean, there were definitely some people within AEW that I had talked to that were like, well, first off, I want to say this. I don't know how long her contract is, but with the Rossi stuff, they're like, is she going to try to go over there? Like there, there were some question marks there. But I guess we'll see. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. BCC are heading to CMLL to face Místico, Volador Jr., Ultimo Guerrero, and Blue Panther on March 29th. For those of you asking about Wheeler Yuta and his whereabouts. Chi-Town Spurs says, this Revolution build might be the best they've ever done, at least in over a year, and we're 6-for-6 on the matches. Well, Chi-Town Spurs, I think you're right. I look at this card and I go, yeah, it's looking really good. Everything looks like a slapper. They announced Eddie Kingston and Brian Danielson over the weekend as well. Right now it's a 7-match card. They're probably going to add like 52 more, but you know what? How can we watch CMLL? Maddie Nice, it's so funny that you ask. There's this great application called NordVPN.com/Fightful. How you can watch it? I'm not sure, but you can with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And right now, there's the NordVPN birthday exclusive. Save big, get 4 extra months and a 30-day money-back guarantee. But that's not it. You can get an Uber Eats voucher when you subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, add extra layers of security to your digital life, especially when you're like me and you're traveling a lot. You want that file encryption tool. You want that password manager. You want that threat protection. And if you need any help using it or figuring out what applications you can and can't use, 24/7 support. But hey, you got that money back guarantee, 30 days. So if you don't like it for any reason, you can get your money back. The next 3 UFC cards look like absolute slappers on pay-per-view, but I am not paying full price for that. I'm going to go ahead and get that discounted price with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Luis, please help us out in the chat. Thank you. He says on their YouTube channel via membership tiers.
Ah.
Thank you, Luis. We have a free tier actually on Fightful Select for those of you who want to check that out. We had a free story yesterday, today, and we'll probably have one Friday as well. Matthew England says, any news on Britt Baker? No, she was at the Super Bowl looking very stylish, looking jacked. She looked incredible. Amir says, any talk of running Omega Okada soon? There's no talk of running anything with Omega anytime soon.
Not soon, unfortunately.
Jambeard says, here's a question for you, SRS. We often ask who from AEW will go to WWE next, or who from New Japan might go to AEW, but who from AEW will leave to sign with New Japan like Perry did in kayfabe? Well, I mean, in kayfabe, they could send people over there all the time. But
yeah, anytime you wanted to, yeah.
There's the unfortunate reality that Japan's economy is in a recession right now, and that is not going to serve them necessarily positively. I feel like that is a cop-out, but I think Mercedes is going to be going over there. Right. I think that she's going to be doing some work there. Peripheral says, how long do you think her contract is? Probably multi-year, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
If I had to guess somebody, I would say somebody like Lance Archer might be like, you know what? I've had my fill of AEW, want to spend some time in Japan, all that. Adam Copeland versus Daniel Garcia ended in a no contest as Christian does a concerto to Copeland afterwards. How'd you feel about this match?
Well, the match was excellent. I loved like Copeland obviously being way more experienced and bigger, stronger, and Garcia just saying, yeah, but you still have tendons in your knees though. So what I'm going to do is every time I possibly can, I'm going to do a dragon screw to your old cartilage. And it's, I mean, like that is a fantastic way for Garcia to wrestle this match. It shows how smart he is of a competitor and how ruthless he can be. I thought this was great. I anticipated we might get hopefully an actual winner to this match because it rarely makes sense to me when heels who I perceive
to have been around the block a few times, intentionally cause a disqualification during a number one contenders match, because what happens every time they do that is that then they have to face both guys. And I feel like Christian knows that he would have to face both guys, so he wouldn't send his dudes out there to do that for him. However, I love that he was actually here. If you look at what his plan was, he was actually here to take out Garcia. They toss Copeland to the outside. They take out Daddy Magic on the outside. Luchasaurus does, and they are here to take out the number one threat, which is Garcia. We've already proven we can take care of Copeland. We're going to take out Garcia, which then leaves. If he's taken out, then all I got to do is beat Copeland again. I've already done that. But once Copeland got in the ring and started messing with his boys, and then backed him into the corner with a low blow from Mama Wayne, then it was, well, we'll take out this guy now.
Who was wearing a turtleneck like, yes, Christian.
Yes, it was great.
Phenomenal.
I love this. I love that he said the plan A was take out Garcia. Plan B is fine too, because that takes out Copeland. The way that the AEW Twitter feed characterized this is taking a piece off the board. And that might have just been a random turn of phrase, but it feels intentional. And
yes.
And that what that feels like to me is Copeland's out until after Revolution, which means Garcia is the only challenger. And if Garcia somehow beats Christian, then when Copeland comes back, whenever that might be, he might go after the guy who put him out with a concerto in Christian, or he might go after the new champion who is holding the title that he believes he should have. There's a lot of really good, or you come back and he thinks he's going after Christian, yeah, but then he takes out Garcia and actually aligns with Christian. There's a lot of really cool options here, and it's always better when good stories like this have a lot of options to go through.
There are a lot of options for Garcia too. Like, I would love to see him against Christian at Revolution. Within just the world of wrestling in general, he's unbeaten in his last 8 matches, but in AEW, he didn't lose tonight. He beat Shane Taylor on Collision.
Sure.
He and FTR beat the Patriarchy. He and FTR beat the House of Black, and then he beat Buddy Matthews before that. So he is on a nice winning streak as well. So if they decided to do this, or if they said, hey, you know, let's do a trios title match with Daniel Garcia and FTR as well, I wouldn't hate that, considering the geographical location of AEW Revolution either, to get FTR on the card as well. But again, if first off, Christian's incredible, there are some elements of this where you go, it's very sports entertaining, but you know what? I think if you're going to have that in a little bit of a sect of AEW, this is the one that makes a little bit of sense. I feel like when it was going on, while also all the MJF and Cole stuff was going on, it was a little more exhausting. Mm-hmm. Is Beth Phoenix still under contract with WWE? I don't know the answer to that. I haven't heard of anything. I've asked numerous times. Shot Kid says, Garcia beats Christian for the title at Revolution with Copeland running interference on Wayne and Luchasaurus. Then asks and demands a title match from Garcia on the grounds that Garcia owns him or owes him is my idea. I want to get to whatever direction leads to heel Adam Copeland joining Christian.
Right.
And I think that is the option. I think that's the way. Garcia beats Christian. He beats Adam Copeland. And then they go to concerto him, who makes the save, FTR. Mm-hmm. And then you set up FTR, Edge and Christian, double or nothing. Yeah. Like that, to me, that's the one that makes...
That's a great one.
That makes all the sense in the world. And Garcia can do whatever it is that they want him to do with the TNT title. He can defend it against Luchasaurus, beat him as well. Mm-hmm. A natural progression out of that. There you go. I mean, to me, the dominoes that fall here, Christian is a great TNT champion, but he doesn't need it anymore. And what we do need is Edge and Christian back together. I don't know how long Matt Hardy's contract is, but you know they're going to milk that match. They're going to get that little match out of there too. They need to. You need that. Let's get that going. And Adam Copeland being like, you know what? You were right. Fuck these kids type of thing. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like to see. Saw the Revolution card. My God, had me barking like a dog, said Johnny. Amir says, will ROH run a pay-per-view the Friday of Mania weekend? If so, will it go head-to-head with Spring Break? Which will you watch? I will be there doing media in some capacity, so I don't know if I'll be at either show. I ended up going to ROH last year, but as of now, on their internal schedule, yes, they are. FightfulSelect.com reported that about a month ago. Who would you like to see Okada face first in AEW? Ooh.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
First, somebody he's probably familiar with a little bit in New Japan that he's got chemistry with. You know what? I think, like, honestly, a Lance Archer would be really good for him there. That'd be really cool. And would get people, okay. Because when he lays in a rainmaker on Lance Archer, that'd be really good.
Yeah. It'd have to be somebody who can take a loss. I don't know how, provided he gets there soon, I don't know how you get to this from where he is currently, but a guy like Moxley is a dream match for me with Okada. Like just those two guys in this particular setting, especially, that'd be kind of fun because Moxley's bulletproof. He can take a loss and it won't hurt him at all. So, and the match would be amazing. So I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Toni Storm's new film, Wet Ink, debuts. She had, you know what? I know that Denise transcribed the entire promo, and I want to make sure that it is done justice, but we see her getting tattooed, and she says, I nurtured you on the bosom of brilliance. You suckled on my teat of talent, and now you bite the tit that feeds you. She got her, I believe it was a bird tattoo altered to where the bird is getting murdered.
Stabbed. Yeah.
Stabbed.
Yeah.
And Deonna Purrazzo said, you know what? I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to break your arm, bitch.
Yep, she did. She just did say that.
Thought it was effective to in both ways. We've got about, let's see, how many more Dynamites? Still two Dynamites before Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see where they go from here.
Yeah.
But this is a hell of a women's title match. You have a woman who is at the peak of her career right now against a woman who has been main eventing for another company for years. And I think there's a real chance Deonna can win this.
I think it's possible for sure. There's a lot of ways they can go. There is an incredibly, at least I hope, an incredibly good long-term story in the offing between Toni Storm and Mariah May. Whether or not they want to be that Mariah May taking the title off of Toni Storm, or it can continue without it. Maybe Mariah becomes champion after Toni Storm loses it to somebody, and Toni Storm is desperate to get it back from her understudy or whatever. There's a lot of really cool stuff there. I think that you're going to see a lot of characters intertwining with Toni Storm and Mariah May, but I think that the main story there is the upstart taking over for the great star in in Tony Storm. There's a lot of fun there.
C. Delgado says, not according to BetOnline AG, Tony is a big favorite. She is. Right now, she's a minus 600 favorite. Diana is a plus 350 underdog. They only have odds for four matches right now. I'm sure they'll add more, but still, that is the second closest line of the four because Eddie Kingston is a minus 140 over Brian Danielson at a plus 100. Don says, sorry to repeat, but are you saying Baines isn't contracted? No, I'm saying I don't know her contract status right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's still under contract. That I got to be sure of before I go and report something. But yeah, I'll work to find out more about it. Jan Beard says, just wanted to take a minute for Kansas City. Saw the nine children were recovering and would make it. Unfortunately, there was a life lost there. And yeah. Sending our love there, but hoping everybody gets well soon. It was tragic. And shout out to those absolute heroes that tackled one of the shooters in the face of danger and held him down. Just a incredible bravery from
incredible.
Them. Young Bucks defeated Top Flight. They are still wearing the bloody suits in which they had from Sting. And this was a good match.
Young it was Bucks great.
Young Bucks cheat to win. Top Flight are just, they're incredible. They're going to be around for a long time.
Incredible. I hope that where we're getting out of this is the Top Flight and Young Bucks interaction a few weeks ago where they were like angry at them for showing up late, even though they had been there all day. We're going to fine them for insubordination. And then they have this match. Maybe we can like see a long story built. So if the Young Bucks end up being the champs after Revolution, the Top Flight is the one that takes it off of them, because I loved today, Matt Jackson, in desperation, hitting a DDT on one of them and then looking at the camera going, these kids are good. That's probably why we hired him. Like he's absolutely nailing the good cop, a-hole VP guy. Cause he's just so nice, but you know, he's not actually nice. This was great. Also, can we talk about the Sting soul patch? Cause that was just so damn clever. I love that they're still wrestling in the bloody suits. I hope they keep wrestling in them. Like, just they never take them off. They wrestle in them for the match. I thought the match was excellent.
I want to put over Top Flight. They just do. They're incredible, and I'm so glad to see them healthy. And now I'm ready for their run. I'm ready for them showing that they belong near the top of this division, because they do. They're unbelievable. They do everything that they're asked of, and they do it well. They, I look at them as sort of like Tony Storm, sort of like Swerve, sort of like any number of people. They need to find that thing. They're gonna find that thing eventually. And I don't think it's gonna be Action Andretti chugging waters.
I don't.
I'm ready to move past that. He's better than that too. Mm-hmm. But they're gonna find that thing and they're gonna explode. And it's going to be really great with the Sting match at Revolution. So I'm a little torn, but I don't know, Alex, if I just want a killer match or if I don't know if I want like a tribute to Sting's career. RoboCop coming out, Matt and Nick Jackson showing up way too tan to play off of the Bischoff Starrcade 97. I would love to see Nick Patrick waltz out to the ring like Matthew Jackson's like, come on. And then Bret Hart decks him.
Bret Hart just decks him.
I want them to look at Ric Flair ringside and say, I'm sorry, I love you. And Ric Flair's flipping out. They super kick Sting. Sting no sells it and beats their asses.
That's good.
I would almost love a tribute to his career. Mm-hmm. But I'm just really excited for it.
the tribute to his career that I want if Flair is going to be out there, is for Flair to turn on Sting one last time.
Oh, no. Yes, that too. But Sting catches him.
Yeah. This time, Sting's like, you didn't think I'd fall for that again, did you?
Yes.
I mean, like, there that could be fun.
Where's NWO Sting? Where's Jeff Farmer right now? Remember they called him Stink for a while.
If they did like a twin magic thing with another Sting coming out of the under the ring, but this time it's Jeff Farmer, that would just be the greatest. Figure it out, man. Let's do that.
Give me a 40-minute tribute to WrestleCrap and Sting just overcoming all of it. RoboCop comes out there, Sting just beats the shit out of him with a ball bat. No, not you again. Go home. Oh, man. I interviewed Jumping Jeff Farmer, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Darby comes out, conjures up Cody Chance.
Yeah, he does.
Because he said that back in the day, the Young Bucks wouldn't hire him. They were too busy hiring their friends.
Yeah.
And thankfully, there was an EVP with some sense, which got Cody Chance. Mm-hmm. That got a nice little ooh from the crowd.
Yeah,
but he said it wasn't All Elite Wrestling changing the world. It was all friends wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? I wasn't on the first AEW shows. Brandon Cutler was.
Brandon Cutler catching strays. Come on now. What do you have to do with any of this? That wasn't very nice. I thought it was. If you're gonna sink into this heel authority figures thing, like, friggin' do it. Like, the idea, instead of running away when Darby runs in with a bat, you hit us with that, you're fired. You know, and then, like, actually have, like, if you, like, use something about, or we'll strip you of the titles, and we'll be the ones who go in as champions. Something. Like, be that. I thought that would have been better than running away from a 115-pound guy with a bat. You know what I mean? Just do it.
Sting's the 115-year-old guy.
Yeah, 115-year-old, 115 pounds. I also thought it was weird that it was like, Darby says, okay, yeah, you're right. The match is on. You're the EVPs. The match is on if you say it's on. Not if he says it's on. Darby should have said, you don't get the match. Yes, we do. We're your boss. Like, actually sink further into that evil authority figure thing. It's a matter of taste. Darby is not my guy. But I think that this tornado tag scenario really benefits he and Sting. So you don't have to worry about a lot of the other stuff around it. I think they won the titles on a tornado tag. If they're going to lose them, they should lose them in a tornado tag. I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. The Bucks healed on Tony Schiavone, which is, you know, easy to do. It's very easy to heal on them, on him. So I'm there for that. Darby's promo didn't hit for me. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We would greatly appreciate it. Jambeard says, Nicholas with that vest on and his long hair and hairline that is running away from his face and the Sting soul patch made him look like Dan Spivey.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's a name I
haven't heard. Oh, no. Reese Power says WTF is happening with Danhausen. He wants on the show. And that's ultimately what it is.
Yeah.
Jordan Scott says with Ospreay, Okada, and Monet coming in and signed under AEW, do you think all three will get new themes or use their old ones? I can tell you this. I can't say I know. I've heard at least two of the three are getting new or altered themes.
Oh,
which, yeah. I can't say which ones. But to me, on the surface, if I looked at Mercedes theme music, I'd be like, well, that would be a nightmare to put on cable TV. It is very clearly Crisscross Jump.
Yes.
Which samples a plethora of other songs.
That is very also true. Yes.
It is very, which I mean, Jimmy Hart got away with going that close as well.
Yeah.
The other ones, I don't know. I can't say if it's Ospreay or Okada. I think if they keep the coin drop, Okada's will be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But We'll see.
Yeah, all you got to do is have the coin drop at the beginning of whatever his thing is. The coin drop,
yeah.
I feel like it. So,
what else do we got here? Oh, well, I know one thing. If you're looking to take care of your coin purse, Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL can help you out. Manscaped has a plethora of great products that can help you out in the bathroom. All of your grooming needs, the lawnmower, the ear and nose hair trimmer, the body buffer, the body scrubber, the shampoo, the body wash, the conditioner. They've got it all. Their beard care stuff is great. See this? It's coming in so much fuller. Been using that beard kit. They've got everything. And they've got incredible packages for your package and for your body in general. Whether it's the Platinum Package, the Performance Package, the Perfect Package, or the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, they've got it all. They also have a Handyman Compact Face Shaver for when you're traveling. They've got boxers. They've got cologne. They've got the Ultra Smooth Package. And right now, you can get free boxers, a toiletry bag, and free shipping with the purchase of the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra or the Platinum Package 5.0 Ultra. Make sure those balls are smooth. We are about to head into spring. When that weather warms up, you don't want those nasty, hot nuts. You want them smooth. You want them sleek. You want them taken care of. And Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL are going to take care of you anywhere in the bathroom. Outside of the commode, they don't sell toilet paper yet. But when they do sell wipes, it's going to be over for everybody. But if you're in the shower, you're getting clean, they got you covered. Body wash, shampoo, conditioner, body buffer. You get out, you shave, you trim your beard, they got that covered too. Got to shave, come on. Your penis and balls. They got that covered too. Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL. Turn yourself into the total package. You want a tribute to Sting? Why not give yourself the total package? Be Sting's best friend at Revolution. Jam Beard says, Sting's son comes out of Surfer Stings to take out Colt and Brandon. I would be completely fine with that as well.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yes.
Vicky says, happy Valentine's Day. Didn't get Sting for my birthday, but I got Darby birthday cake for all. Well, happy birthday, Vicky. Our good friend. I emailed you back the other day. I hope I can see you in Greensboro. Sean, you and team deserve candy hearts today. Well, thank you. Vicky also says, hi, FIGHTFUL family, SRS and Alex. Fun main event. Orange Cassidy is wild. Love Darby telling the EVPs off. Revolution is going to be fun. Can't wait for Sting. I hate traveling, Vicky, and I am just so excited for what we're about to see. Bang Bang Scissor Gang promo. I mean, okay. This group is like a goddamn pull string. They've got 734 catchphrases.
Can we just get to the part where they fight each other at Revolution and unify the titles?
They got guns up. They got suck it. They got two words for you. Scissor me, daddy ass. Scissor everybody me, loves the acclaimed. The bang bang scissor the, gang.
Yeah, everyone.
Am I missing
bang
any?
Bangs.
They got a lot, man.
They got a lot.
There's a snake in my boot. Somebody poisoned the water hole.
Well, this is for the gold members. They do that one for the Bullet Club they, gold. They
go, yeah, is that a real thing? Gold?
Yeah. Who's up for my gold members?
Okay, I thought that might have been a Joe Sun line from Austin Powers. Maybe I left that out of my video.
Maybe.
But yeah. Okay. I like the ingredients here. I'm ready to see the feud. Willow Nightingale defeated Sky Blue thanks to Stokely. So I've liked how this story's going because Stokely, it tries to get Chris Statlander and Chris finally accepts him. She's like, but you got to be nice to my friend too.
Yes, you do.
And Stokely is a man of his word on this show. And Willow gets the win over Sky Blue, who, you know, at least now, this one wasn't as much of a foregone conclusion as so many other matches that we see on Dynamite because at any given time, Stokely could just be like, no, I'm not going to help you. But he's winning Willow over right now.
He is winning her over in spite of himself. I want to think that he took off the headset when he was on commentary to go up and get on the apron. I want to think he took off the headset in the most awkward way possible. Like it was wrapped entirely around him the way he took it off. That was very funny. And yeah, I think also Sky Blue has turned out, she's gotten better and better and better. I frankly surprised that we're not doing the Thunder Rosa program for Julia, that it feels like we're dipping back into the Statlander and Willow thing, which I thought was done a while ago, but okay. I mean, those are good matches. Those are a lot of fun, but
Rose hasn't wrestled in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, but at the time when she came back, it seemed like she was immediately in that area of the women's division. Yeah. She hasn't wrestled in a while. I hope she's okay. But it does feel maybe they don't want to do that yet. They want to do that for Double or Nothing or whatever. But this should be interesting to see where they go with TBS title.
Thomas says, what do you think about a women's face of the Revolution ladder match? Winner gets a shot at Julia. Have Willow, Stat, Sheeta, Queen Aminata, maybe a returning Britt Baker, or also Thunder Rosa, as we mentioned. I think that's an opportunity.
I like
right
the
there.
Women's Face of the Revolution ladder match would be really good.
I think that would be a really great idea. I wish they, I wish they would book women more. They are slowly but surely. There weren't nearly as many. I didn't feel like there were any. As many additional segments on this show. You had the video with Tony, and then you had the match. Mm. I'm ready to see more featured here.
Right. I mean, we're getting two women's matches on Collision. We should be getting two women's matches on Dynamite. And at that point, then you started doing a lot better.
Yeah. And I mean, it's becoming a regular thing on Collision.
But... yes. On Collision it is.
Samoa Joe, Swerve, and Adam Hangman Page. Samoa Joe came out and,
wow, man.
I had some reservations when I found... okay, so first off, let me preface this. Joe wasn't always the original plan. Very clearly it was Adam Cole to win that title.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a guy in his 40s mm-hmm. who has had a history of being sidelined, beating their 20-something-year-old dominant champ who has carried the show for a long time, whether you liked it or not. However, that champ is very, very injured. Yeah. There was no other choice. And I knew that Samoa Joe would deliver, but goddamn, the crowd has just embraced him, accepted him. And he's been so perfect here. He let everybody say what they needed to say. Mm-hmm. Swerve said what he needed to say, played off of the crowd really well. Exactly. He played off of that great. He let that breathe. Chance said, I love that Hangman got a drill reference on a national television.
Yeah, that was
that
funny.
Is my champion. One of the most iconic trolls of all time, Drill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He basically said, I'm not mad. Don't say that I'm mad in the newspapers, but he said, don't say that I'm mad in your reports of AEW Dynamite. So, yeah. I can confirm that Adam Hangman Page was not mad last week.
No, he said so himself.
He said so himself.
Right.
And then Samoa Joe just said, LOL, don't care, whooping your asses, see you at Revolution.
Yeah.
Woo!
This is great. This is how you sell a triple threat.
Almost got full Randy Marsh meme over that one.
I also do love the Hangman is just, you will not be champion on my watch. Like that's it. Like I that will not happen. I will not allow that to take place. And my thing is, I firmly believe Swerve is winning the title of Revolution. So if that is the case, what does that do to Hangman? That he either allowed it to happen on his watch or was the one who actually took the pin. Like there's some really cool stuff to see where Hangman goes. If this is where he's at now, Like, where would he be if the thing that he says that he is swearing to God will not take place, if he allows it to happen, or if he is actually the one who gets pinned? That there's some really cool stuff there, but Samoa Joe could not have handled this thing, which is a transition from MJF to Swerve, who I believe will also like be a major face in the company. He's been so good. I almost feel like you can't take it off of him yet, but I do feel like you really need to, because you got to capitalize on that Swerve stuff, man. It's not like you got a pay-per-view the first week of April. You can just, we'll keep it on Joe for one more month and then we'll do Swerve in a one-on-one match. No, like you gotta strike. Well, the irons do not get any hotter than the iron that is Swerve Strickland. Strike this iron. It is
They pulled off a double turn with one of the most sympathetic characters that has ever been in AEW. And the guy who broke into his home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the crowd was like, checks out. Yeah. They loved it.
We all saw that. It's great.
And then the audience wants to see Samoa Joe whip both of their asses.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yep.
Black Tom says Samoa Joe promo was fire to me. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really good. And also, I'll tell you what was really good. A match that I wasn't particularly like jumping up and down for. Orange Cassidy defeating Matt Taven in a Texas death match. And Trista says, I need Matt's apologies for Matt Taven tonight. Matt Taven kicked so much ass tonight. Mm-hmm. Matt Taven delivered. This was fantastic. There was a suplex through the table. But the spot of the match for me was one that I can't believe we haven't seen much of. There was a table angled under the announce table. Mm-hmm. And Taven does a suicide dive right through it. Mm-hmm. Psychotic, incredible. Then there was a Valentine that Orange Cassidy finds under the ring, and he opens it up. It's from Chuck, and it's mm-hmm. thumbtacks. They did some thumbtack play.
It did.
Orange Cassidy pins him after, I believe it was it a Superman punch with the chain, or did he hit a move after that?
It was the Orange punch with the chain. He didn't pin him because it's a death match.
Oh yes, correct. Correct.
And 10 count. And so,
AKA a last man standing match.
Yeah. Yeah. AKA.
Because the old Texas death matches would have you pin and then do the 10 count, which is very anticlimactic.
Yes. But there's a 10 count or submission. And we knew with Orange Cassidy, who was obviously winning the match, he doesn't do submissions very often. So it's going to be the 10 count. But I also like that Trent came in with the pipe, as you mentioned.
Piped Michael Bennett, yeah.
Yes, he did. But Taven took care of Trent momentarily, and then Trent got up after being like DDT'd onto a chair from the top rope. And he got in the way of the Roderick Strong knee because Roderick Strong got involved too. I thought this was a really well executed match. And Strong versus Orange Cassidy. For a while I was like, well, this is just Orange Cassidy retaining again. But I really feel like now that I've thought about it, I really feel like Roderick Strong is taking this title. Like, it's the idea of everybody saying that they're going to do what they're going to do. Except for Wardlow, who is not going to take the title. And that'll piss him off, but it'll also piss off Adam Cole, who feels like he entered into some kind of agreement where once Wardlow is the champion, he'll give it to Adam Cole. So that'll be an interesting thing to see how that falls apart.
I am looking forward to that match as well, because a lot of the work that Roderick Strong did during this MJF and Adam Cole feud has kind of been put on the back burner because Adam Cole's the new face of what is going on now. So I feel like this is sort of his reward for helping with that again. Plenty of people that didn't like that angle, but it was integral on the show. It was heavily featured on the show as well.
Yeah.
Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We are wrapping up. Jambeard says, depending on how long the feud is going to go, add Okada into the Best Friends versus UK, Okada versus Wardlow, or a healthy Adam Cole. I haven't heard a lot of physical updates on Adam Cole. And I mean, it's been, gosh, how long has it been? Been like almost 5 months, right?
Yeah. Tony Schiavone, of course, because Tony Schiavone hates Adam Cole, pointing out, breaking kayfabe, he's in a walking boot. Why isn't he walking? And it's because he's still in the wheelchair. So I wonder if he's a lot closer to being healed than the wheelchair would show us. And that's on purpose to, like, you know, to throw a little swerve at us, but give us some good stuff.
I mean, I had heard it was still a waiting game as of a few weeks ago. So hopefully it's a positive thing. Yeah. Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me most of the time on Fightful Select, where on Saturday we will be doing the 500th episode of Sour Grafts. Nice. There is no collision on Saturday, and there's really nothing to talk about, but I'm sure Kate and I will just yap about nothing for a couple of hours.
NBA All-Star game.
NBA All-Star, yeah, NBA All-Star Saturday night. Yeah, this just we'll just dissect the 3-point contest. So,
yeah, who are they doing? It's Steph Curry versus, I don't know who it was, but
Sabrina.
Buddy, Sabrina, I'm about to become the biggest Indiana Fever fan of all time if Caitlin Clark goes there. Dave England says, missed my super chat. Well, you know what, Dave? Or Matthew England, not Dave England of Jackass fame.
No, different guy.
Any news on Britt Baker? No, I did not miss that whatsoever. No, I said that she was, here we go. Jeff Hardy was possibly injured on the Rampage tapings. Body slam.
Too bad.
I hate that. I'll work to find out more.
Shotzi last night and Hardy. This injuries are the worst part of covering this, where you recognize that people are like really, really hurt and they're going to be out for a while and it's going to ruin a lot of stuff for them. So that sucks. But we're going to do the post SmackDown on just me over on after Friday's show. SmackDown should be interesting because The Rock and Roman will be back. We'll talk about Rampage, even though it's going to be on at a different time. We won't do a live watch-along of it, but we'll talk about it. And then again, Saturday is the 500th episode of Sour Graps. Behind the paywall, come hang out. We will find really fun stuff to do there. So,
guys, until next time, we're out.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.